not being afraid of life. Listen, bro. Nobody should be afraid of life. If anything, you should be afraid of what happens in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, be afraid of what's about life, or like, I don't know. But just don't be afraid of life, bro. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid of fucking life. Like, just accept it for what it is and then try to build off what you can. You know what I'm saying? Try to make your own little platform. Oh, you know what I'm saying? When I say platform, like, bro, just like something that you could rely on, bro, that keep you alive. You know what I'm saying? You need something to keep you alive. You need something to rely on. If you rely, even when you're relying on yourself, you need something to rely on. You know what I'm saying? You can't just rely on nobody. You have to rely on somebody, yourself. And listen, that's what nobody pays attention to. Like, you're yourself. That's a body. Realize that, dumbass. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's not gonna always give a fuck about your body. What I mean is, like, nigga, if you get locked out, if you get locked out the fucking house, niggas not gonna always let you in. If you get locked up and go to prison, niggas ain't gonna always bind you out. You know what I'm saying? You gonna be afraid of getting locked up now because niggas ain't gonna bind you out? Well, a lot of motherfuckers scared for that reason, and a lot of reasons too. You know what I'm saying? Because they feel like they're gonna have a long ass time in jail and shit like that. Bro, you should just try to prevent going to jail, period. Like, that's what a lot of niggas should be focused on, bro. Not being afraid of life. Bro, listen. Don't be afraid of life, bro. Like, whatever you love, go out and go do it. I say this on almost every podcast because it's going to boost your fucking confidence up a lot if you actually watch my shit and not just be, you know what I'm saying, trying to figure it out. Don't try to figure it out, nigga. Just listen to it and learn from it. Nigga, just, you know what I'm saying, listen to my crazy ass talk. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, got any questions, nigga, ask me, nigga, straight up. But listen, niggas can't be afraid of life, bro, because, like, niggas die over the same shit that the same niggas that they seen on the news die from, bro. Like, a lot of people blame shit on the rappers and shit like that. It's not the rappers' fault. You know what I'm saying? For all, like, the, for everything, like, you can't put everything on them motherfuckers or anybody famous in general. You know what I'm saying? You can't just blame it on the influence. It's also the motherfuckers in the environment that's causing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be scared to go to the hood. Like, the hood is a bad place. It's not a bad place. They just got bad people in the hood. You know what I'm saying? People in the hood that's just crazy like a motherfucker. What you gonna do about it? Nigga, you don't own the hood. Even if you did own the hood, nigga, you still can't control it. You know what I'm saying? Niggas coming in and out that motherfucker, moving in and out. Bro, you don't know what the hell going on. Not being afraid of life. Niggas be like, damn, ain't the title supposed to be a description of the podcast? Well, that's all I was trying to tell y'all from the beginning. Like, yeah, the title is supposed to be a description of the podcast, but it is a description of the podcast. You're right. But the thing is, it's not everything about the podcast. You have to, like, when I be trying to tell y'all niggas, that's how I'm gonna get more viewers, nigga. Get people to watch my shit. Nigga, it's more than just the title, and then that's it. Like, you're not gonna be able to understand it by just watching the motherfucker, by just looking at the motherfucking title. You might get a little bit of what's going on. Like, you might get, like, you're going to get the message when you look at the title. And then, like, when you try to look at it any other type of way, bro, you ain't going to understand it. You got to read the fucking description. You know what I'm saying? Think about life. like the fucking podcast, I mean. You know what I'm saying? Not being afraid of life. Bruh, yeah. Right here, man. Right here. Don't be afraid to read the motherfucking podcast description and all that shit like that. And stay in tune to my shit, bro. As I get better, it's gonna be way more interesting. I promise y'all niggas that shit. Straight up. For all the critics, fuck y'all. Y'all niggas lame as shit. Y'all niggas don't do shit but point out my faults and where I'm messing up at. Even though there's no way to mess up, if I'm doing this shit straight off the top, ain't no way to mess up. That's why you niggas can't copy off of me. That's what I'm saying. I'm not afraid of life. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what nobody got to say about this shit. So guess what? I've been still making podcasts. And as the podcasters listen to my shit, they're going to be like, damn, this nigga ain't never give up. That's what y'all like about me. Then I never give up. Hey, man. Not being afraid of life is not hard. You know what I'm saying? Once you come to an understanding that life is going to be hard in general, then you're going to understand that you all right, bro. You don't have shit to be worried about. You know what I'm saying? This podcast is not made off of personal experience, but it's made off of what I was thinking about. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't think that all my podcasts are made off of personal experience. Like, bro, I made this shit straight off the top of my head. You know what I'm saying? What y'all niggas like? What makes y'all niggas afraid of life? Like, is it the news? Is that fear propaganda? Why the fuck they got so many flies in the garage? Hey, don't ask me. It's weird as fuck. Oh, I forgot. It's not even my house. I don't pay nothing, so it's not my house. I couldn't tell you why. Yeah, motherfuckers gonna be asking me in the podcast, what the fuck is you talking about, nigga? Don't worry about that. Just stay focused on the message. Motherfucker, laugh about this shit later on. Nigga, don't be afraid of life if you gonna laugh at this shit. For real, for real. But not being afraid of life isn't hard, bro. For everybody that's depressed based off of, like, situations that you couldn't control or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just situations in general, like, that affected you, a personal situation, bro. Nigga, get that. I get that. I get why you'd be afraid of shit. Why you'd be afraid of the cops. Because if you afraid of the cops, bro, you afraid of life. Dead ass. Because, nigga, the cops been around, nigga. Nigga, I don't give a fuck how many niggas they killing. I would still not be afraid of them. I know that's hard, and I understand, like, why people are afraid of cops. But, like, bro, they a part of life because whether you like them or not, bro, they everywhere, bro. Wherever you live at, they need cops. Because motherfuckers, if they didn't have cops, motherfuckers would do all type of shit all the time. Rob your ass on sight. You know what I'm saying? Rob the fuck out you on sight. Wouldn't give no fucks. Take everything from your stupid ass. Robbing would be the norm, nigga. Nigga, everybody would be robbing. It'd be easy as fuck to survive as well. But it'd be hard as hell to live. That's what I'm saying. That's why the cops are around, bro. Help you. You know what I'm saying? Help you be safe. But, you know, some cops, they exploit their position. And that's where the problems start. There's no, like, they don't make it to where cops can't do that. Like, cops still, they still want to kill niggas. Like, they still want to kill people for no reason. Civilians. You know what I'm saying? I don't get that. But yeah, man, don't be afraid of life, man. Don't be afraid of them cops, man. Fuck them. Point your middle finger at them. If you don't want to do that, if you think that's disrespectful, I understand. Don't do it. But shit, I don't give a fuck about them motherfuckers. They ain't gonna do shit to me. Straight up call a nigga out. All a nigga got on is a badge. Straight up. Call them out. Tell them straight up. You got a badge on, nigga. Like, that don't make you special, more special than I am. Like, we get what you gotta do. We get your job. But, nigga, that don't make you better than me. You know what I'm saying? They supposed to be law enforcement. Oh, yeah, man. Pay attention, bro. Yeah. Cops be on the news all the time killing black people or killing civilians, period, bro. You know what I'm saying? Shit's crazy. All right, man, I'm going to stop talking about killing. Listen, bro, watch all my podcasts, bro. Don't be afraid of life, man. Niggas going to ask me why I keep making my podcasts like this, like with these crazy-ass titles. It's not that they crazy. They deep as hell, bro. Like, they get you thinking or contemplating, like, God damn it, like, what this nigga talking about? You gonna see if you keep watching the motherfuckers and you being loyal to the motherfucking podcast. You gonna see. All right, man. All my podcasts are explicit. You know what I'm saying? In the future, I will make clean podcasts. All right, man. This is another motherfucking podcast that I recorded in the garage. It's not my garage. It's not my house. All right, man. Without further ado, man. I'm out. Watch my motherfucking podcast, you ugly motherfuckers. Nah, I'm just playing. Y'all real supporters. The inventor loves all his supporters. Real shit. These are the inventor. I'm out this motherfucker. All right, bitch.